Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about baptism in the name of Jesus. I'm going to read to you from Acts chapter 2, verse 38, where we read this. Then Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." With stunning boldness, Peter preached to a crowd gathered for the Feast of Pentecost. Peter first explained the unusual events that day as evidence of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Peter told them that the Holy Spirit was poured out because Jesus, the Messiah, had come and completed his work. But Jesus was also rejected by most of the people. Peter called his fellow Jews to account for the way that they rejected the Messiah, and their response was remarkable. Cut to the heart, they asked Peter, "What shall we do?" So Peter told them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." Again, that's Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Peter's first word to them was, "Repent." But Peter's next words were also important, telling them to be baptized in the name of Jesus. For these Jewish people, to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ would be an expression of their belief and complete trust in Jesus. The Jewish people were completely familiar with ceremonial washings. The temple area was dotted with dozens of mikveh. Those are pools of water for that ritual immersion. These ceremonial washings were a regular part of Jewish religious life. But on this day, Peter told them to do a different kind of washing or mikveh, to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Go to the water for a ceremonial cleansing of your sin, but do it in the name of Jesus the Messiah. Recognize that he is the one who truly cleanses you from your sins, and he does it because of the guilt and punishment that you deserved. It was put upon him. Peter had already explained the crucifixion of Jesus to the crowd. Now they needed to trust in that work for their cleansing. Notice, Peter didn't present baptism as an option or something they could concern themselves with in a few years. They needed immediately to stop looking to their temple ceremonies for cleansing from sin and start receiving it in the name of Jesus Christ and in no other name. Now, some Christians think baptism is something that we do for God, and others think of it as something that God does for us. In truth, it's something of both. Certainly, baptism is something that we do. Peter had to tell them, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. At the same time, baptism acts out what God has done in us when we put our trust in the person and work of Jesus. Our sins are forgiven, they're cleansed away. The Bible says that the followers of Jesus should be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. So, have you obeyed? If so, thank God for the washing away of your sins by what Jesus did for you.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.